Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling, and welcome to another week's news on your unofficial Eurovision podcast. Yes, hello everybody, Ewan Spence here again. www.escinside is the website for the podcast, where you'll also find a bundle of features, in-depth discussion, commentary. We've had a great week, actually. We've got Meet the Fans feature. The Schlager Boys are telling us what makes Schlager, and is there a perfect Schlager song? John Kennedy O'Connor about the fun with the United Kingdom selection process, as it was. We'll come to that later on in the news. And all the usual fun and games that you expect from the podcast and the articles and all of that as well. Be delighted if you pay a visit and have a little look through it. Right then, news is coming up. Lots of stuff to get through, mostly semi-final stuff. We have one more declared song performer combination that takes us to four that we've heard and five in total. We'll get through all of that, plus a musical track from one of the semi-finals. It's been really getting me up over this evening, a bit of a summer boogie actually, which is nice given it's the first of February. Oh, White Rabbits, by the way. It's almost tradition now, but let's start off with Slovakia. Yes, they are still in the contest. Woohoo! They will be announcing their song and singer combination on February the 18th, and definitely have to get them to come in and do a hello at one of the podcasts when we get to Dusseldorf. Plans for Dusseldorf, it is looking like we'll be having a daily show of some description. No idea what it is. It will, of course, be dependent on which of the judges don't have a hangover every morning we sit down to record it. But there you go, don't worry. We'll be there. If you're not in Dusseldorf, we will be there with you. If you're only there for a day or two, we will be there a week or two beforehand, bring you all this stuff. But let's start off with my favourite piece of news from the week. And it is Sherlock Holmes, or kind of like Sherlock Holmes, the case of the mysterious missing stage. Yes, this is Norway's Melody Grand Prix stage, tours around the country. The truck was stolen. So the stage and the truck have been found safe and well in Sweden, that's fine. But to me, this just sounds like a dastardly plot of another country to try and destabilise Norway and Sweden to make sure they win. Who'd do that? Allegedly. Right then, just a bit of fun. Right, national final winners. The Netherlands have made their decision. 3GS had already been chosen as a singer. And in a ballady heavy final, they'll be taking Je Vech Nuit Alain to Dusseldorf. So that means we've now got five countries with the song and performer combination declared. We still have to hear Cyprus's and Britain's. But other than that, everything is sorted. It's 43 countries, of course, to go through. And actually, no, it's six, but we'll come to that halfway through the podcast. At right this point in time, as I'm reading the news, it's five. It'll be six shortly. Right then, Spain. Their first marathon of a semi-final is over. Three people went through from that to the national final on the public vote. That was David Sancho, Ariuin, and Lucia Perez. Two went through in a jury vote, Da Iguala and Gio. There's going to be another huge monstrosity mess of I don't know how they're working it. Just everybody just kind of does stuff for 2 hours and then they go, it's you. It's not quite clearly well thought out. Finland's last semi-final, Sami Hintsanen, Sara and Stalin and co are going through from that. They are the three. There was a Julie wildcard as well, and that was Evelina, who was also performing in the semi-final, so four out of five went through, and they will be heading through, so 10 going through to the finish. Final running order has been announced. Stalin and co, of course, Stala formerly from Lordi, but now with the mask off, has been handed the coveted last slot. Croatia. So they have a week-long public vote from the people that didn't get through from the first semi-final on the night. So the winner of that is Tina Vukov. From this weekend's semi-final, Leticia Marinova and Eskana, Doris Tjur, who's previously won one of the Dora semi-finals, Sasa Lozar and Miro Skvenziga, they're going through. Seven are left. They face a public vote to be announced next Friday, along with the third semi-final. Iceland, two voted through from the qualifiers in the last semi-final there, and Magni Adjurasin and Jovag Hansen are going through. Of course, Iceland has been tinged with the death of Sigurjón Brink. He was due to perform in the third semi-final, so rather than put that to the vote, they decided at the end of the game that song would get a bye into the final, and two would be selected straight from the votes there. So the Icelandic final is now going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's only going to be 7 songs in there. Norway, next one. Stella Mwangi and the Black Sheep to get a direct ticket through to Melody Grand Prix final. Next week is the second chance qualifying round. Everybody who came third and fourth in each of the heats gets a chance to get a ticket as well. So the Lucky Bullets and Suspiria get to go again. Belgium had a semi-final on the radio, 30 singers down to 14. The TV final is going to be happening on February the 12th. February 12th, of course, is going to be the date to put in your diary. There's a bundle of finals on February 12th. It's our first big super final day. Moldova have announced 25 finalists. They'll be having their final on February the 26th. All these names you can find linked back through the daily websites, plus the EC Daily, EC Today, All Good Times, all of that stuff. Not going to read out all the names from everyone. Only the ones that are interesting. Germany debuted Side of Lena's new album. Sorry, Germany had their first semi-final for a song for Lena. Maybe Taken by a Stranger and What Happened to Me going through to the showcase final, continuing that kind of slight stalkerish theme that she had in her first album. From that, of course, the winning song will be chosen in 2 weeks' time, which will be the track for Germany. Still a bit of debate whether Germany actually want to win or not, or whether they want to do a Father Ted. I suppose we'll find out in 2 weeks' time. Austria have closed the public SMS voting. They now have a top 10. They will go through to their final there. And last week's showcase song, Nadine Bellier, she's got through there as well, along with 9 others. And the Austrian final will be happening at some point in February as well. I don't know, I've lost track of everything. There's just too much stuff going on. Yes, and there's so much stuff that we kind of have to rattle through them all as well. Right, United Kingdom, they announced their song and performer over the weekend. Strangely enough, at midnight Saturday night. We suspect it's because one of the Sunday newspapers got the story and they just had to get the press release out as well, try and control themselves. But the bottom line is boy band Blue... from the early 2000s. They reformed last year to do some one-off concerts. They are now going to be singing the song. They've written it themselves. It's I Can, a tribute to the domain name supplier on the internet. No, it's I Can, not I-T-A-A-N. No, not that. It's... The guys from Blue do have a long history with Eurovision, which was actually quite good. Anthony Costa did an attempt at a national final in the UK a couple of years ago. Duncan James will be a familiar face very briefly to Eurovision fans as he announced his scores back in 2009 and also took part on the judging panel of the UK's national final at that point. He was also the host of Hannah Oakey on the Disney Channel, which I just think is a great name for a programme if not for the content. Song's not yet premiered yet. We know the name, we know the band. And this is the first time that the BBC has went for a completely internal decision. They've decided the song and the singer, the whole shebang themselves. Never done that before. They have previously chosen a singer and left the public to decide. It's almost famously Michael Ball. But to go completely themselves, I think Sir Humphrey would say that this is a brave decision by the BBC, but we shall see how that pans out. One casualty already is the British band Hertz. They were hoping to get to Eurovision. They've now submitted a song to Russia. Interesting, no official word has actually been announced from Channel 1 in Russia as to how they're selecting the song, but hey, Hertz got a bit of PR and press and publicity out of it for the band, so good for them. Lithuania have announced the running order of their first semi-finals, 14 songs in that. They're holding 3 semi-finals, 3 win from each, 6 wild cards at the end of all of that. On each final, 5 from the jury vote will go through, 1 public vote will decide the last one to top up the final to give them the 15 that will go into that final as well. Bulgaria have released their long list of performers. This is 55 performers. Here's the names of every single one of them. No, don't be stupid. You can read them on the website. Azerbaijan. Oh, geez, bang, bang. I remember when the podcast used to be finished by this point, so we're still only halfway through. Azerbaijan are now seeing that where before they had a semi-final to get from 5 to 3 for national final, all 5 people who were at the semi-final now get to go into the final. That wasn't a semi-final, that was just actually a presentation thing, so like you see them all, understood. There still will be a jury vote, 100% jury, in the Azerbaijan national final to select the song. You may think that Azerbaijan have already decided who they want to win, but I'm not going to make any comment on that. Belarus. Belarus are calling now for people who've written songs, composers, lyricists, to submit their entries. They'll choose a singer, but they'd like people to submit a song. There is no international requirement here. So, wherever you are in the world, if you'd like to submit a song for Belarus to have a go, you can do. Details are on their website. Ireland. Jedward, the boy band from The X Factor, apparently are getting some help from Rebecca Crichton, who's also a former X Factor contestant. She will be joining them on stage, as she delightfully posted up on Twitter. So John Edward and Rebecca, which is Sure. But there we go. You just need somebody starting with M, an A, an N, and a Y, and they're guaranteed another 12 points, maybe. Portugal have a short list as well. They're down after the online voting to 12 songs, who will be going through to their final. That's on March the 5th. And Armenia have set the date for their national final, which is the 19th of February. Good. Got all that right. This is such a busy season. I do not remember such a busy season of national finals previously. You know, the number of semi-finals that are being done, the number of channels that are putting this out to 2, 3, or 4 nights of television, obviously getting great value for money out of this, getting lots of presses. They're hard shows to put on, but once you've got it in place, you know, you can just use the studio week after week after week. And it means that there's lots to listen to, there's lots to get through. But it does mean that it does get a bit kind of rat-a-tat machine gun, especially come Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And as you said, February the 12th, that is going to be a busy day for the diary. Right then, let's take some music now. Let's keep the pace up high, and let's keep the energy going. And then let's head over to that first heat for Melody Grand Prix over in Norway. Stella Mwangi singing Habba Habba. Okay, admittedly, she has a weird-looking dress, and the skirt is kind of like hanging at the back as if it's like 6 inches behind where it should be. But this is an insanely catchy chorus, and I just love the visual of BBC movie critic Mark Kermode as one of the backing dancers. It's probably not Mark Kermode. He's probably away talking about Colin Firth, a film that you can only get on an 18 certificate that's not The King's Speech, but it's just as good. But he looks just like him. So I just have that in my head. This is comfortably through to the final of Melody Grand Prix. It's called Habba Habba. And, you know, even if this doesn't get through Eurovision, this has Summer Ibiza Hit written all over it. Now, Norway's Stella Mwangi, Habba Habba.
Grandma told me that I could be just anything that I wanted to. When I was a little girl, my grandma told me that I could be just anything that I wanted to. She said that everything I work for, everything I wish for, everything I look for, it is right in front of me. Everything I work for, everything I wish for, everything I look for, it is right in front of me. And she said, Habba Habba, Uchasa Kibaba, Habba Habba, Uchasa Kibaba, Habba Habba, Uchasa Kibaba, Habba Habba, Uchasa Kibaba. Told me that it's the little things in life that's gonna make me happy. When I was a little girl, my grandma told me that it's the little things in life that's gonna make me happy. She said that little by little, come on, there's nothing measure. No one ever give up, keep on moving. Little by little, there's nothing measure. Come on, Habba Habba, Uchasa Kibaba. Sing it, Habba Habba, Uchasa Kibaba. 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 Uchasa Kibaba. Uchasa Kibaba.
Stella Mwangi there and Habba Habba. Through to the final of Norway's Melody Grand Prix. Look, anything that reminds me of a Kirsty MacColl song gets a thumbs up in my book. And those of you who've got things like Spotify and stuff, go have a listen to Us Amazonians off the Tropical Brainstorm album. Sounds just like that. Best of luck to everybody. You know, even if you get onto the TV semi-finals, in most countries that is a huge thing. It's great for your career, and getting to the final, even better. Right then, let's do some throw forwards. Ultimate Jukebox Jury, that's back this Friday. We're going to have I've got some nice reactions from the No Point Quiz, and it seems to be thumbs up. Couple of tweaks needed, but do it again. If you've got any strong opinions, yes or no, on that, do get in touch with me, ewanspence@gmail.com. As it is, Jukebox Jury's ultimate quest to find the best winning Eurovision song will continue through to about mid-March. Then we'll switch to judging the 2011 songs once they've all been selected. The Eurovision Insight Nokia application. Look at us. What do you mean? Apple? Android? No, let's go for Nokia first. Head over to the Ovi Stroches store.ovi.com and search for Eurovision Insight. Download that to your phone. You'll get all the news, podcasts, and YouTube videos and all of that dumped straight onto your phone through the Eurovision Insight icon. Right then, this Friday. Friday the 4th of February, the second semi-final for Spain. Saturday, the 5th of February, we have the first semi-final in Lithuania, the third Dora semi-final for Croatia, the first semi-final in Latvia, the first semi-final for Melody Festivalen in Sweden, and the second chance final at Norway's Melody Grand Prix. Getting busy. Monday, the 7th of February, we have side B of Lena's album being the second German semi-final. Keep getting that wrong. That's happening on Monday. Three songs will be selected from that to go forward to the final carousel presentation to select the song that Lena will be singing for Germany. Stuff will be carrying on being posted up at Eurovision Insight, www.escinsight.com, twitter.com and facebook.com/escinsight. You will get to our accounts there. Always great to have you join in the discussions and everything. And we try and keep some stuff up going through all these finals, but it does kind of depend on if the kids are jumping on me at home when Melody Grand Prix is on. In which case, it's just like, kids come first. It's the weekend. But other than that, we'll be keeping you up to date, and you can always swing back here at the end of every weekend. Tuesday morning, we'll give you news and let you know what's happening in the world of Eurovision in one. Yeah, it used to be used to aim for about 5 to 10 minutes. We're running to about 17 now. I suspect we're going to get a 25-minute long update show at some point, possibly the show that's going to happen on February the 15th or so, because that is going to be busy. But for now, thank you very much for listening. I'm Ewan Spence. You find this show in iTunes or everywhere else on the web. You just search for Eurovision Podcast. And at the end of every podcast, you'll find the guitars.